Perfecto has, you know, we deal with a lot of enterprise customers, high level airlines, banks, telecoms, retail chains. There's a lot on the line with these companies. They're on the cutting edge of digital, and they have very demanding users who could ditch them if the performance is poor. So what are some of the latest services that Perfecto's offering our customers to help keep their customers happy, no matter what the digital device or platform they're using?
Right. So we actually are, everything that we talked about up until now about the digital experience is the North Star to what we build. And every investment we're making in our R&D and the services that we provide is geared to actually optimize the digital experience for our users and help them deliver faster with the right experience. And so when you look at what kind of big investments we've made in the last year and a half, and some that are happening right now, they're all built on the cloud that Perfecto had. And one of the biggest ones that we've done in the last year and a half was we've opened this lab to be open and integrated to any type of IDE, test tool, framework, whether it's commercial or open source. And we've actually committed and stayed committed to continuously integrate that lab to any type of tool and open source framework that comes up in the market as significant enough. And the idea behind this is we want to enable those teams to start covering risk of digital experience earlier in the process. And earlier in the process sometimes means using different skill sets of engineers than what you have, than what you see in later phases in the delivery process. So being able to be open to IDEs like Eclipse, Visual Studio, Android Studio, and others allows our customers to really mitigate the risk of digital experience very early in the life cycle, as well as use other tools maybe towards the end of the delivery cycle where you have other types of skill set of engineers. So being open and integrated actually allows us to be much more efficient in how we drive quality across the life cycle. So that's number one. Right? The second thing that we did that we've launched a few months ago is the wind tunnel. The Perfecto wind tunnel is all about actually packaging the complexity of the changing environment that are impacting the digital experience and driving it in a more efficient way in the life cycle. So when you think about the network conditions, the locations, the applications that are running in the background, all of those environment conditions that are impacting digital experience need to be part of how the test actually, or how the lab is set up when you run your test. So what we've done is we've packaged these environment parameters in what we call a persona. A persona is actually a profile that describes a certain user within that environment.
An actual person.
Yeah. We actually give it a name, we give it a face. Yeah. You could see it in the report at the end, and you know that you've ran against a persona called Georgia or Ross or Eva or whoever it is, right? And what it does two things. On one end, on the engineering side, it makes the execution much, or the setup of the execution much more efficient, because you could take your test suite and I'll run it against multiple personas. Each persona is predefined with the environment setup that you need, and it allows you to actually then compare the experience and the results against each of those personas. So that's a lot of efficiency and ease of use on the engineering side. But even further than that, what we're seeing is that these engineering teams are actually setting up those personas to align to the priorities of the business. Because when you have conversations with the marketing teams themselves are creating their own business views of personas. And these personas are the personas they're marketing to.
Right.
And they're prioritizing their personas on the business side. So they might have persona A, which is their main target market, persona B, which is the secondary type of target audience, and maybe persona C, which is a nice to have, but they're balancing their budgets accordingly. Now, when the engineering teams are setting their personas in alignment to the marketing personas, what it allows then the business to do is to really understand what is the risk at any given time of a specific release and what's the possible impact on the business outcome can be. So when, let's take an example, if you have three personas and most of your the bugs in the system are actually happening in a specific environment, maybe a, you know, a specific type of device and network and location, and that is mapped to a persona on the marketing side, the engineering team can actually now have a much more intelligent and efficient conversation with the business saying, hey, most of our risk right now is it with persona Ross. Do you want us to delay the release and fix it? Is it that critical? Or should we actually release on time and fix it in the next version? So the again, the understanding of the business to the impact that the engineering can make on the business has now become much more efficient and easy with the wind tunnel and the persona concept within it.
Wow, so in a sense, you're taking those user experiences, those user conditions that make up a person, make up their behavior, and injecting that into the testing code. And by doing that, you really are bringing the marketing side of the business and the technical side of the business, giving them the same goal. They're targeting the same person.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And when you think about some of the concepts of Agile, right, getting much closer to your customer, what we've done, we've actually brought the customer into the lab. And we're now measuring quality and quality of experience against that specific profile of that customer.
Wow, that's great. Anything else going on, Perfecto? New offerings and services you can talk about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So everything I talked about is already out, available to all of our customers. This is now being used and deployed already to all of our customers. But the exciting stuff is what we're launching right now. We're actually expanding our lab to cover all of the digital platforms, which include also web browsers.
Desktop web browsers?
On desktops,
right.
on any other digital platform. So we are looking to actually allow our customers to run one script in one lab on all digital platforms. Now, if you think about a responsive website, for a retail company, for example, that is rendered on a phone, a tablet, and a desktop, rendered differently, but is actually the same one app, the same interface that it generates the digital engagement, being able to measure the experience across all of those platforms, all the way to a desktop browser, and being able to very quickly understand where you actually have issues in that experience and be able to compare all those platforms is a huge, huge, huge problem for our customers. And what we're actually doing, we're doing two things. The first thing is, yes, we're expanding the lab to include web as well. So again, one script, one lab on all the digital platforms. But the second thing that we're doing, we're actually adding a reporting layer on top of the lab that allows you to zoom in on where your digital experience issues are, so that you can actually look at the tests that you've run across all of the platforms that you executed on and go down to a step level in your test and understand which part of your business process didn't work as expected in which platform, and allow you to do that zoom in very, very quickly and go all the way down to root cause analysis of exactly what happened on that specific platform. You know, may it be a desktop browser or a device, a browser on the device or an app. So we're allowing to do this root cause analysis across all digital platforms. And that's a huge, huge, huge launch that we're doing right now. We're in touch with multiple customers that have already started using this. I think you're going to see a lot from us coming to increase the capabilities of actually getting insight on top of all this data that we're generating.
Cool. Well, it's very exciting, Roy Ian. Thanks for sitting down with us and giving us such great insights on Perfecto, what we're doing. And thanks, everybody out there for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time.
If you'd like to learn more about delivering high-quality digital experiences, please visit us at perfectomobile.com.